The first time I met Bernice Abbott, it was an encounter, literally nose to nose. I was at her exhibition at the International Center of Photography in 1981 when Cornel Kappa introduced us. It was love at first sight. We were an unlikely pair, we both admitted. A feisty, individualistic woman, a pioneer in her field, and a photographer long used to pointed question about his Churchill portrait. In the first brief moment, I sensed an unswerving honesty and a rugged independence and fierce intelligence. We were friends for life. Some years later, the telephone rang in Ottawa, and Bernice Abbott was calling me from Maine. She did not need to waste time on pleasantry. She was always direct. "Karsh, I would like you to come to Maine to photograph me." I was delighted. And then she added, "I would like to photograph you too." Armed with directions and preparation from Susan Blatchford, my wife Esrita, my assistant Jerry Fielder, and I set out for Monson. We found Bernice and Susan in a most happy location, their cottage nestled in wooded land near the water. In her home, Bernice was surrounded with examples of the artistic achievement of her life, a huge mural of New York and her scientific portraits. What amazed me was that her presence dominated even these huge photographs. Bernice, Susan, and my wife were immediately en rapport. Bernice quickly took her measure, and they were reminiscing and exchanging stories about her old mentor, Man Ray, and her life in Paris, particularly her 80th birthday, very excited, very enthusiastic, for our mutual friend, Harry Lunn, had invited her to go on the Concorde for the first time. She was excited, she was fascinated with the speed, and I remember amusing her observation, said even the glass for drinking water on the Concorde, I believe, was not an ordinary glass, they were all Lalique. Although Bernice's spirit was strong, her health was then not at its best. Our photographic session was marked by her intense desire to help me succeed. She was both professional observer and active collaborator. Between moving the light in her tiny living room, I told Bernice that during one of our visits with Man Ray in Paris, I asked him what had been his most challenging photographic problem. "I have no problems," he declared, "only solutions." We had a memorable day with photograph, good conversation, and sharing a delightful lunch Susan prepared. We did not want to say goodbye, and we really did not, never did. Before we left, Bernice asked Jerry for the roadmap. She peered closely for some second, and then taking a thick red marker, she mapped another route for him, easier and more direct and shorter by 50 miles. I will always think of Bernice taking the most direct course, not wasting time on inessentials and leaving us a formidable artistic legacy.